Hey guys, this is JJ the Magician, coming to you live on a February, so happy February 2021. I just want to thank the few emails that I received, giving me props and saying that you guys enjoyed the channel, and I do appreciate that. I'm now on Spotify, so if you have Spotify, which I'm sure you do, make sure you look me up, JJ the Magician. And on today's topic, I wanted to talk about two scenarios or instances or cases where I believe I witnessed real magic. Now, what I mean by that is, you know, we all know that when a magician does a trick, there's a trick, right? There's a gimmick, there's some foul play, there's something going on, right? So me having the knowledge that I have, they were two situations where I just could not break it down. Like, I had no idea how it was done. It replays in my head all the time. Anytime I reminisce about, you know, being astonished or amazed, these two scenarios pop up. And I'm kind of in a situation where I don't even want to know how it's done, which is weird because typically magicians will see something, get excited over it, and they want to know, oh my gosh, how's it done? How's it done? And me, I'm good. I mean, did it frustrate me at the time? Yes. Did I want to say, okay, tell me how you did it? Yes. Did I do it? No. Because I just love being amazed. I love being, you know, put into that mindset like, wow, what did I just see? And I think that's one of the reasons why I do magic, is because I want that wow factor. I want people to step into my world. I want them to forget about their issues and their problems for a moment, you know, and just focus on the now and what's happening right in front of their faces. You know, what's happening in the audience as they're sitting down, as everybody else is witnessing it. So one of the instances that I'm referring to, this was, I want to say about 20 years ago now. Holy cow, time flies. So I was a teenager then. I just moved to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So we moved from Jersey to Milwaukee, and my family was throwing a party. And I can easily say that because my family always throws parties. Like, they were just huge into parties. So I'm going to assume this was a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, okay? And we're having a typical party. Some friends are invited, some family friends, stuff like that. And our family's huge. Like, we've got cousins and uncles and aunts. And I mean, it's just a house full of love, right? So, of course, I'm there, you know, showing magic and you know, showing people my newest effects and stuff like that. And there's this one couple, not family, they're family friends. And I'm showing the guy, right? And the guy's loving it. And then he stops me and he says, you know, my girlfriend does magic too. Well, she does this one thing. And immediately I'm thinking, okay, when I'm presented like this, right, when it's presented to me this way, it's usually the 21 card trick. So if you're not familiar with that card trick, it's that one trick that takes forever, where people deal three rows of cards and you pick one, and then they deal it again and you tell them it's in this row, and do it again, tell them it's in that row, and then they can tell you what card is yours, right? So it's just that one. If you don't know it, look it up. If anybody knows the card trick, more than likely, that's the card trick they know. Or the other one is the four bank robbers, right? So if you're not familiar with that, you take the four aces or four kings, whatever you want, a four of a kind out of the pack. Those are the four robbers. The remainder of the deck is the bank. You show the four robbers, and you show each robber, in other words, each, you know, one of the four cards, each ace, for example, goes into a different section of the deck. And that represents the bank, and each card level is a floor. So, you know, jack of clubs, you know, jack of hearts, spades, diamonds, whatever. And you square up the pile, so the cards are now in four separate sections. And you give it a snap or a wave, and you turn over the top four cards, and you say, now all the robbers come back to the top. So, very beginnerish trick, okay? If you guys don't know it, look it up. I mean, it's pretty much common knowledge. I'm not going to reveal anything on this channel. This is not what it's about. However, if you want to look into it, it's either called the four bank robbers or the four ace robbers. And then, of course, the 21 card trick. Anyway, when the boyfriend tells me, hey, you know, my girlfriend does magic too, I immediately grab my cards and I hand it towards the girlfriend, thinking that she's going to do a card trick, right? And she says, no, I don't need anything. And boom, that piqued my interest, right? I said, okay. So she looks at me and right in my eyes and she says, don't blink. I want you to think of a number between 1 and 9. When you have it, tell me. So I'm thinking, okay, wow, what's going on here? So I follow the instructions and I tell her I have it. And boom, she reveals a number to me immediately. She had it right. And I'm thinking to myself, whoa, okay, maybe this is some sort of a joke or, maybe she got lucky. Magicians, we do something similar with cards. For example, I'll take like the 7 of hearts and throw it in my pocket, right? And I'll ask somebody, think of any card you want. Make it difficult. Don't think of the aces or the kings. Everybody thinks of that. Think of a card. And man, I'd say maybe 1 out of every 30, 1 out of every 40. The person guesses the card that I have in my pocket. I can't explain it. Don't know why. And when it works, great. I show them the card. They're flabbergasted. The audience is like, oh my gosh, what happened? What's going on? But I have an out, which means I have like an option B if it fails. So let's say I have the 7 of hearts and they name the 3 of clubs. I take the 7 of hearts out without showing them. They just see the back of the card. And I say, that's amazing. Look. The 3 of clubs, and I turn it over, has changed into the 7 of hearts. Give him a round of applause, and it just gets a nice laughter, right? So either way, there's a nice response to the effect. So I'm thinking maybe she's doing the same thing, right? Maybe, if she fails, she will throw a joke. Okay, well, I guess I was wrong, or whatever the case is. So I had to repeat it. Now, in magic, we typically don't repeat a trick because either it'll give it doesn't hit as hard as the first time, or it'll give away the secret, or the effect has some sort of a setup, right? It's not impromptu. It has there's some sort of build up or preparation ahead of time. And so when I had her repeat it, she got it right again. She got it right the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time. By the sixth time, I'm thinking to myself, holy cow, what am I doing wrong? I must have a tell. So a tell is basically poker players, for example. And at this time, poker was huge. Like me and my brother-in-law used to watch the World Poker Tour on TV and Phil Ivey and all these guys. I remember my brother-in-law had a tell. So anytime we would play cards, and when he was bluffing, his left arm would twitch in a certain way. And I'd catch him every single time. Oh, man, he would get so upset to the point that I just had to tell him, hey, Agustin, it's not fun at this time. Look, this is your tell. And he's like, whatever, that's not my tell. I said, okay, bluff on me and see what happens. And it was, and he was amazed. He was shocked. So he would never play cards with me unless he had a long sleeve shirt or a hoodie on, a sweater. So anyway, so I'm thinking, what's my tell? I'm checking my breathing patterns. I'm checking my eyes. If, when I think of a number, am I looking to the left and down? Am I looking to the left and up? I'm just trying to figure out how is she getting it right every single time. So I had her try it like 3 more times. And let me tell you, I have no idea how it's done. So that night, she must have did it maybe 12, 13 times and no clue. And then, I leave the table to go get something to eat, and she's doing it to my cousin. And I'm watching and I'm getting a bird's eye view, right? I'm trying to see what is she looking at? What is he doing? What's going on? And I still can't figure it out. So I'm like, okay, I just, you know, put that little chapter in my brain book, and we'll refer to it later. So about 2-3 weeks go by, we throw another party, right? Like I said, we're always doing parties. So they're back, and I want to ask her so bad, you know, like, how do you do it? How do you do it? But I don't, because I remember when I'm doing tricks, you know, her boyfriend was telling me, you know, man, that's amazing. That's great. How do you do it? How do you do it? You know, and I would have these like quote unquote magician one-liners where, you know, when they ask, how do you do it? And I say, well, I do it pretty well. I mean, you were amazed, right? You know, so they have that punchline and, you know, how do you do it? And, well, can you keep a secret? Yeah. Well, so can I, you know, so we have little smart remarks that magicians use, you know, but, and I kind of, part of me didn't want to know, but part of me did. Like, I was so frustrated. And I said, okay, one more time. So that one more time ended up being like 5 more times. And I could not figure it out. Till this day, I have no clue. And I just, you know, opened up that chapter again in my brain book and wrote it off as magic. Had to be magic. Don't know how to do it. Would I love to learn? Yeah. Am I going to force it? No, not really. You know, I was amazed. I was astonished, which is great for me because that just fuels me. You know, it reminds me why I'm into magic. I'm not into magic to fool magicians. I'm into magic to entertain people, to entertain audiences. You know, it's not about, you know, just tricking them. It's about the whole journey of it all. You know what I mean? So it was great. I had a great time doing that. So that's instance number one. And instance number two will be coming up on the next episode, guys. Hope you like this one. Peace.